Morning, everybody. You're welcome to this Sunday service. That grace, it's a meeting we have arranged to celebrate, you know, God's grace upon our lives, how we have gotten to the point where we are has been by God's grace all the way. So I welcome you once again, and I'm sure that you have had a wonderful time. By now, I believe you have had an understanding of what grace is and its sustainability, its sustainable ability in your life after Pastors Evan and Pastor and Yika's session. I know they have said quite a number of things in a short time to help you to see and understand grace from another, or from, you know, from different angles. They have said quite a number of things. So I'll just go on this morning without taking any more time. John chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. He says, "And of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." John chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Now, the Bible reading makes us see a distinction between the law as coming from Moses and grace as coming from Jesus Christ, and that you received grace out of the abundance of God. It doesn't run dry, it is abundant, and it qualifies or describes it as grace for grace, that is grace upon grace, something poured over another, you know, upon another. So it's super abundant. The grace of God does not run dry. The grace of God is limitless, you know. So the scripture helps us to see that there's a distinction between the law and grace. The dispensation is different. The author is different. So we should not attempt to mix them or attempt to place them side by side. So I said that to say this, that there's a further affirmation that in the same way the law was enacted at Mount Sinai and had a continuous role in the life, in the daily living of the Jews. That is what I mean, is after the law was enacted, the Jews received it and were supposed to take it up as God's commandment to guide them in their daily living. That is how they eat, how they conduct themselves, how they give, how they treat their waste, you know, how they relate with one another. The law came with civil laws and so many different things that had an impact and effect in their daily living. In the same way, grace is also given to this dispensation. The grace has been given through Jesus Christ to have a continuous role in your daily life. Your conduct, your speech, your pursuits, your actions and reactions, your every move, your every moment. Grace came through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the effect is supposed to be experienced in our daily lives. Grace is not just an event that happened, but an event that has concomitant benefits that ought to guide your daily living. So you should not say that, oh, grace has saved me. Then you leave it there and you live your life anyhow. The effect of Christ's death in your life has some significant happenings that should cause a reaction in the way you live your life on a daily basis, in the way you conduct yourself on a daily basis. You are not expected to leave grace at the foot of the cross, but to live daily by the reality of what the death and the resurrection of Jesus did to you when you believed. This is what I'm saying. The effect of God's grace through Jesus Christ on your life should be seen in how you conduct yourself daily. Should be evident in how you approach life daily. An example is this. When you gave your life to Christ, you received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in your life should be an influence in your life. When you believed in Christ, you were said, or you became a child of God. That means in your living daily, you ought to recognize yourself as a child of God and carry yourself as such. The believer is a victim of God's grace. That is, you have become, you are a victim of God's grace. You have become a beneficiary of God. A beneficiary of God's system that is provided to help you operate by God's rule. Grace came with its benefit and its rule that ought to guide your living. The same way the law is given to guide the Jews to live in a particular certain way, the believer encounters the grace of God and is supposed to begin to live in a certain kind of way. It should be seen in your daily life. Your ordinary life has been altered by God's grace. And so, because you have encountered the grace of God, then we ought to see it in your daily living. Grace should teach you how to speak. Grace teaches you how to withdraw self-control. Grace teaches you to walk in love. Grace teaches you to pray. Grace teaches you to say no to the wrong things and say yes to the right things. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Grace is there to teach you to live right, to act right, to speak right, to do it right. The grace of God is more than what you used to find benefits in different areas. I've heard people say, oh, you know, I'm living by grace, so I just, you know, that contract, I just got it, you know, I just found favor in this area, I'm just doing this, you know. It's beyond having to have, you know, the things go your way. There is, oh, that was, you know, that was just God's grace, and I'm experiencing it in my daily living. Much more than that is where you recognize that the death and the resurrection of Christ has an effect in your life, and it should influence everything about you. How you speak in traffic, how you speak when you're angry, how you carry yourself when you move, how you deal in that contract, how you have committed to raising your child, how you have committed to giving even to the poor. Grace is more than an event. Grace should be experienced in your daily living. So I'll just probably want to end on this note that the grace of God, like Pastor Nkamus have described, is available to sustain you to go through life's situation, and this ought to be seen in your daily life experience. That is, you do not relate with situations or to situations of life the way the average man will do it. Why? Because grace is available for you and will sustain you through whatever challenge to live in the way the Lord would have you live. The law and the guiding principle for the believer is God's grace. Grace has been given to you like a goad, you know, it's like a guide that barricades you from going out of God's way. So it's just appropriate that you yield to it, that you come to terms with the reality that I am guided by grace and it should affect my daily living. If you will allow the grace of God affect your daily living, then you must commit to looking into the scriptures. You must be a student of God's word. You must incline and allow the move of the Spirit in your life. You must understand that you have the Spirit of God to lead you always. When you received Jesus Christ, He also gave you of His Spirit so that He can guide you, can be that guidance in you. He is the living letters written upon your heart that will bring to remembrance the words of God so that you do right, so that you live right. Grace is available for your everyday living. The way to experience it is to know that He is there, or you have received it to experience it in your daily life. God's grace is super abundant, and He is there to help you be a better person, to help you make the best of decisions, to help you shine in your daily lives, to help you stand out as a good parent, to help you be that extraordinary wife, to help you be the best husband, to help you have a peaceful home. It is there, the grace of God has been given to help you have good, you know, deals, have good influence at work, to help you be the best worker. The grace of God has been given to you to help you shine brightly in this world, to help you proclaim the gospel of the Lord, to help you bring glory to the name of the Father, to help you walk in love so that people can see and testify, oh, that you are a child of the living God. The grace of God is abundant, and it is available for your everyday living. Enjoy God's grace as you live a life of grace. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful week. Amen.